Is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL club, please turn, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
What do we have here? That is right. It is Urban Radio Live and Uncensored today on Inside the Game, coming up in just about 90 seconds.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see. Take all my friends and take me too.
And once again, greetings, good afternoon, good evening. It is Oswald, and you are tuned to Urban Radio here on Inside the Game, www.radioitg.com. We do call the shots here on your internet gaming. So what's going on? It's been far too long since Urban Radio has taken to the internet airwaves. I guess there's really no literal airwaves when it comes to the internet, but you know what? What the hell? It's all good, right? So we have a good show planned for you today, along with some Q&A. We're going to be doing based off your questions posted on the forums, also on comments over on urbantear.net, and via some PMs I did with some of the community. We'll pass along that information to you a little bit later in the show. We'll also introduce a couple of the development team members. I'm sure you know both of them. We're going to touch base with them here in about, it depends how fast I can read, 45 minutes maybe, 30 minutes? We'll see. But we do have two Silicon Ice / Frozen Sand members coming up on TeamSpeak. And they are hanging out, having a good time right now. I see both of them in there. If you did not catch either match this week on Inside the Game, Urban Terror is back and being covered by myself live on ITG. Clan-based Fall 2005 Open Cup action began Monday, and I am providing exclusive coverage. First kill to the final frag, to the Gold Cup, Bronze Cup, Silver Cup, you name it, we got it covered for you. Along with what Dan, one of the admins, is calling the match of the week, I usually pick up two, maybe three other shoutcast matches of interest, I guess you can call them. Those matches that gamers sort of want to see, the big name clans. Unfortunately, we're probably going to fall into a little bit of a rut here covering the same clans, but nonetheless, people do want to hear and watch the matches, along with the audio. Preet and Joe of FroServers.com are providing GTV coverage in order for community gamers to tune in and watch all the action, along with my sexy voice bringing you all the killing action. It's a good time. Hopefully, you'll tune in. We do have a match tomorrow. You can find all that information on GetInsideTheGame.com. Yes, it's a new URL for Radio Inside the Game, since we don't want to just be known for radio. GetInsideTheGame.com, that is the new link. You can get there right now, and it, I believe I do have that linked up in Pound Urban Terror. Yes, I do, right there, your last link for more information. www.GetInsideTheGame.com, that is where we go. So far, two matches, we've pulled some consistent numbers. Pretty proud about that. Preet and Joe giving me some good numbers off GTV, so we'll have to see what happens. And then starting next week, we're going to bring back the Urban Radio Server of the Week. I was offered a European server, a German server, courtesy of Wolfside this week, but made the decision not to host it this week, just so you know we can sort of get back in. Everybody can concentrate on the Q&A. You know, it's not TNA, it's just Q&A. So, you know, guys, I know you wanted the TNA a little bit more than the Q&A, but you know what? Today you only get questions, not the tits or the ass. I'm sorry. Nothing I can do, completely out of my control. Urban Radio Server of the Week will be back next week, so you can stay tuned for that. I'm going to go into my first break here. I forgot to do one thing as I was setting up, and I'm glad I caught it here because it's pretty cool. So anyways, we're going to step away, play a quick sound or one song, and come right back and jump into some discussion as to where we are, where we're headed. It's Oswald. You're on Inside the Game, and we're coming right back.
5,000 spots of pure shoutcast power. This is Radio IG.
surface of the universe. The sea of the swim out of his own mind. And as he lives behind, that's what he had escaped. He thought that I know he went out of his face for a
love those abrupt endings on songs. It's Oswald back with you here inside the game, and that is where we are today. Urban Terror, we are talking about it. Last time we got together, we pulled out the soapbox, rose above the listeners here in the Urban Terror community, and basically dropped a bombshell that could have had some potentially disastrous results. We did make it official, and what was that? Well, if you've been under a rock, well, if you forgot, you know, the announcement that Urban Terror would not be ported to enemy territory. Now, I don't think that we want to reopen old wounds, but in short, porting to enemy territory would not have been to the development team's advantage. There is very little for us in terms of professional growth, and sometimes it is more about the team and not the community. More on that later on. Sure, porting would have infused the community potentially with some new blood from gamers who play enemy territory. Also wanted to check out Urban Terror, but beyond that, there's really nothing new that was going to be added to Urban Terror. With the ET engine, we could have accomplished a few niceties and some new added doodads. There is still a Quake 3 flavor, though, in Urban Terror. After that announcement, there was much animosity in the air, and tensions were high between the community and the development team. Some of the community felt that they were lied to or misled or believed believe that Urban Terror would be ported to ET. Now, don't get us wrong. There was a good deal of work accomplished, including a playable demo. And most of the level updates you'll see here for Urban Terror were to be included in ET-UT. Since this announcement, there have been quite a bit of behind-the-scenes sort of activities taking place. As we noted previously, we had created a new business entity known as Frozen Sand LLC. We've also trademarked our baby Urban Terror, as suggested by our attorney. Doesn't that sound powerful? By our attorney. I like the sound of that. But seriously, we've come very far with Urban Terror. We want to protect our interest and what we have created. So we do have Urban Terror trademarked, though. Pretty cool, though. Talk about a shitload of paperwork. Oop, I guess I can't say that, can I? Talk about a lot of paperwork. Anyway, thanks to a post on UrbanTerror.net, we did receive an influx of email from community gamers and developers alike wanting to provide their time, effort, and experience to create a new Urban Terror. We'll introduce the members of Frozen Sand LLC shortly. LLC stands for Limited Liability Corporation, for those of you not in the know. Basically, it's a small business. As you've seen in the past, the website has been active here the past few weeks with news and notes and screenshots of some of the works in progress, including Austria and Rommel. Austria, as you know, from Tub and Rommel, while Blade Killer and Rabbit Cow still tweaking that a little bit. I believe I did post some information about Rommel that should make everybody's gaming experience on Rommel much more pleasant, talking about the bridge being taken out as a set of brushes and actually created as a model, reskinned and put back in. That dropped the tries, the number of tries. How do you explain tries? You guys, the number of brushes in that model. So anyway, like I said, details. I'll let a mapper talk about that. We've also opened up the website and forums for a few sessions of Q&A. As I said, don't mistake that for TNA. I'm sorry, guys. I'll try to get some of that on the website here for you next week. And we're also looking, and I don't think I had this in my notes, but we're also looking for some community members to take over the admin duties at the Urban Terror forums. I do have that posted in the topic and pound Urban Terror on ETG. Also made mention of it in the forums, but if you are interested, send us basically your resume, why you think you'd make a good admin. It's not that Sid's trying to get out of the admin business, but you know, we sort of want the community to more or less police themselves. We will still be around on the forums. We will be talking to everybody, answering questions, posting basically everything, but we would like the community to actually take over and start running that. So when we come back here, we're going to run down some of the questions from inquiring minds in the Urban Terror community. And going into this break, we're going to bring up the final few minutes of the Clan Base Open Cup action from the spring 2005. This is Nemesis and Nemesis Corporation and Pro 5, and we'll be right back.
And Daywalker taking a position up in the Market Square Alley. Now back up on the awning, looking down the alley. Timbers, Daywalker in a lot of trouble here, as he has three enemy combatants to pick off. As Analogous try to draw him out there. One missed SRA shot. Daywalker under attack, jumping off the patio. Here we go. Zeepster going to be gunned down by Daywalker with the Beretta around the corner. He is injured. He is bleeding. MP5K out. Daywalker trying to get around the corner. He does so. Heal himself. He reloads. Switches to the SR8. 52 seconds and counting. It is a one-on-one here. Daywalker and Analogous. Who is it going to be? And here he comes. Analogous now has entered the new alleyway. Who's going to be faster on the trigger? Is it going to be Analogous? Analogous readying the grenade, dropping it over the top. Daywalker back too far. Is not caught by that grenade in the new alleyway. Daywalker, Analogous, 30 seconds and counting. We follow Daywalker still. SR8 out, trained all the way down the alleyway here. And Analogous from behind is going to catch him, gun him down. That is the round. Congratulations to Pro 5. They are going to go on to victory. What an amazing round. We'll be right back to recap it for you here on Inside the Game.
Listen, play. This is Inside the Game. Radio.
Let's see. Who wants weed off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants weed off the air? Off the air.
I don't want weed off the air.
One, and that's
a map. Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great. That means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ITG.
See, that's a little bit of subliminal shoutcasting there, so you guys will tune in and listen to Clan Base. I'm just kidding. Actually, that was a kick-ass match. We're on UT. Casa, Daywalker over near the covered passage spawn, looking all the way down the new alleyway, and Analogous went all the way around the map, came up behind him with the M4 or the LR300, and basically headshot him with about 10 seconds, maybe no time remaining. Pretty impressive. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. I thought it was pretty cool. I got excited. Anyway, actually, somebody asked me, and yes, I do have the sniper cam up. If you're interested to see what it looks like from my perspective, go to the6thfloor.com, and that is where you'll see all the pictures. Not really live, a little delayed here, 4 or 5 seconds. But nonetheless, I am working on streaming video. Still haven't made a way to get that up and running live. But nonetheless, you will see the action here, what little action there is. Last Saturday, UrbanTerror.net debuted 20 questions and 19 answers that hopefully gave the community some incentive that Urban Terror is far from dead. And before getting into the Q&A, let me make a few comments on the statement, Urban Terror is dead. Now, this is nothing new. We've heard this from gamers over the course of last year and even before. Comments such as, you ruined the game, or the mod is dead since you did, yada yada. Way to go in ruining a once great mod. And, you know, these sort of comments are rather absurd and ring shallow in the community, especially within the development team. So shut your pie holes. Hypothetically, if the development team disbanded and stopped working on the mod, you might consider the mod dead. If we did not renew the domain name, UrbanTerror.net, for 5 years,
you might consider the mod dead. If no American or European leagues played Armentera competitively, yes, you got it, the mod might be dead. If there are no support websites or forums for Armentera, the mod might be dead. Now, at last check, I don't recall any of those aforementioned items being true. Maybe I missed something. If I did, you know what? Let me know. Oswald@planetquake.com, and I'll be more than happy to go back and correct my statements. We will own up to not updating the website because, honestly, there is not much in the way of news over the past few months. Now, with the end of the year drawing near and some decisions being made on part of the development team to present material and discuss it. But remember one thing, plans always change. They've changed in the past 6 months. They've changed in the past probably 48 hours, but I don't know. Maybe they have. Maybe they haven't. And when we return, yes, another break. When we return, I got to pay some bills. Come on now. Give me a break. like I said, when we return, got to grab myself a beverage here. We got to pay some bills here on Inside the Game. We are going to do some Q&A, so if you have something you want answered, PM me now. My name is Oswald. It is Urban Radio, and you are tuned to Inside the Game. We're going to be right back here. A little Van Halen, Inside the Game. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back. This is Urban Radio on Inside the Game. I'm not sure if you have seen it on the website, urbanterror.net, that was actually rebuilt by Midget Killer. And no, my goatee does not need a trim. I dig this stuff. You should see me going to work at night. I got this. I got my black wool cap on, my flight jacket, my olive green flight jacket, my Doc Martens. Funny, but nobody sits next to me on the train. They must think I'm like a bad guy or something. Anyway, over on urbanterror.net, you can click on Urban Radio under the main menu on the right side, and that will show upcoming either shoutcast of Open Cup action from Clan Base or Urban Radio. It's a new little feature that Midget Killer created when the site went live here a little while ago. So if you want to see what is coming up on the radio, feel free to click on Urban Radio under the main menu on urbanterror.net. And I don't know if we'll have it today. It's probably going to be tomorrow, but we will have another pictorial debut on urbanterror.net. Again, sort of staying in line with the TNA, but unfortunately, it's not going to be women, guys. It's going to be two new levels we're going to show you tomorrow on urbanterror.net, so stay tuned for that. As I mentioned in the open, ITG is providing coverage for the Clan Base Fall 2005 Cup. And before I, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I was going to answer a question that came across my PM here over on the Clan Base Q3UT site from Maori. He says, this was after my comment that I made about the mods not dead. He says, yes, Oswald, but you can't deny the fact that the community is getting smaller and smaller. That is true, and we don't deny the fact that the community is still getting smaller. But when you still have 48 clans playing Urban Terror in Clan Base, obviously, isn't something going on? Isn't something good going on? I mean, I see the thought process here. You know, everybody wants to be able to hop onto a server 24 hours a day and be able to pick up a game of Urban Terror. Can you do that now? Probably not. We understand this number of servers has decreased. The number of gamers has decreased. But it's not a bad thing. I mean, there's going to be gamers who continue to support Urban Terror, who make up, you know, what we call the base community. And that's not to say that, you know, people who are not tuned in right now aren't part of that base community. But it's a way that, you know, we need to establish who we are so we can move forward in terms of development. And I do think that a lot of gamers right now who follow the game, who still play the game, are going to still be playing the game 6 months from now and even a year from now, you know, if we have a new version released, that what we're talking about, the new Urban Terror released, they'll come back. The base community will be there, and those who poo-pooed the idea of Urban Terror or thought that it was dead, they'll be back. They always are. Gamers want to go where the game is. They want to go where the action is. They want to have the game their way. They want to play fast. They want to have weapons that hit. They want good hit detection. They want a game that looks good. So we know what we're doing. Now, granted, you know, we really can't stop gamers from leaving, so they're going to do what they want to do. But rest assured, when the new Urban Terror is released, gamers will come in droves. Now, back to what I was talking about here. This is my sixth season of covering the Open Cup in some form or fashion, and actually coverage dates back to spring 2002 Open Cup when I covered the International Quake Squad versus the Useless Pedestrians, a match that lasted 3 hours and yielded a final score of 2-1 in favor of IQS. Talk about long, boring, and drawn out. Since that time, I have provided coverage close to 100 matches from the Open Cup, from Nations Cup, and even some CTF ladder action. This Cup season, we have 48 teams battling out again in two divisions, and this will actually be the first time that I get to cover a North American clan. That's right, Clan ICU was a late add to the Open Cup after two clans dropped at the last minute, and no, they are not the first North American clan to play in Clan Base. That goes to X, who was there. I'd have to ask Blade Killer. A couple seasons ago, and I believe it was a Summer Cup, and I believe it was CTF as well. I could be wrong on that. Anyway, they do have their work cut out for them. Mainly, they play in STA and at TWL. I'm talking ICU here. But we'll see how they fare in their first season at Clan Base. So those of you in North America who want to tune in and hear ICU, I will be bringing you some coverage of their matches. I'm trying to get this week's match in. I believe they play LOL. I could be wrong. Lose or leave. As I quickly scan it here, actually, ICU is playing Sunday. Yes, they play LOL, Sanctuary, and Turnpike.
That match begins at noon. I don't know if we're going to pick that up or not because we have a match at 1 o'clock we have to cover. That is the match of the week. So it doesn't look like we'll cover ICU. Thanks, Maori. They played as Coil, not X. So, yeah, that's right. But it was a summer CTF Cup. I do remember that much. This week at Clan Base, we have covered two returning cup winners from last year, the Syndicate reigning champions. Got an early scare from Derby URT and UT Casa, but came back to win handedly on Turnpike 27-20. And also Nemesis Corporation, the Bronze Cup winner, started off their qualifying round with a victory over DNix Blicka 29-19. I also want to thank Dan, one of the two admins who's been very proactive to date, busting his ass to create a very successful cup, very involved. And I do want to thank him once again for all his works. Also, props to Joe and Preet of froservers.com for providing the GTV services. We've had that up and running twice now. So, as I said, tune in, listen, and play. That is what we are known for here at Inside the Game. And be part of that cast. Remember, all shoutcast out. Oh, da-da. Should I try that again? Reset that one. All shoutcast coverage can be found on schedule over at radioitg.com. And we're going to step away one more time for a quickie and come back with some interviews and our Q&A here on Inside the Game. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Urban Radio.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to ITG has absolutely no effect on your teeth.
So apparently, odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter in this very moment.
You can thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. I went to a horn. He said I'm a born. Joke with my wife and goods and bring it here to town. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold on.
Forgot the T. Hey, we're back. It's Oswald. Yes, I do have my black wool cap on now, looking like a gangster here from the city. So, anyway, I'm sure the questions are endless from gamers in the community. Many continue to ask the same or similar questions as they relate to the new Urban Terror and also to any sort of update that we have under wraps. Anything from gameplay to game modes to graphics and system requirements. And while we do not have all the answers at this time, we do think the 40 or so questions that we have answered on the forums and on the website and more recently in the news have provided the community with a good dose of information. And actually, I should take that back. We've only answered 19 questions. I do intend on posting everything I'm talking about today on the website. So I'm sort of a little ahead of myself here. But nonetheless, we will provide you a good dose of information here in the next couple of days, coupled with the questions that we gave to you, was it last week, I think? Now, I don't believe we've reached that information overload level quite yet. And one thing's for sure, many gamers are still yearning for graphics and screenshots from the new Urban Terror. And that is one thing that we're not quite ready to provide. But let me just say this. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's about all I have to say on that. And while we're still early in production, we can answer some basic development questions. I will give you a quick overview of the following topics, such as system requirements, game modes, vehicles, models, weapons, hit detection, levels, and gameplay, before moving on and answering some of the specific questions that have come via the website, email, PMs, and UT forums. But before we do that, let's check in with a few of the former Silicon Ice, now Frozen Sand development team members, Maureen and Dave. And I still can't spell Dave's name right. You know them better as Blade Killer and Schminky. Blade, Schminky, how you folks doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty
good.
There they are, Blade and Schminky. Hey, glad you could be with us here. Blade Killer, as some of you may or may not know, has the second longest tenure behind myself being involved with Urban Terror. Her skills and interest in the game have continued to drive her to perfection. If you don't believe me, just ask her. Her skins have come a long way since her debut in the game, and it's scary to think that we should actually thank Earthquake for something other than being a team ass. As for Schminky Boy, he's a relatively newcomer to the development team, and while he's no stranger to the game, he has been providing his level design services to the game and community for some time. If you have a question for either Moyo or Dave, send them to me now via PM. I will hit them up with a few questions here on Urban Radio, and I'm happy to welcome Maureen and Dave both to Urban Radio. And, Blady, what's going on today?
Oh, working away on stuff. I managed to give myself another new job.
The work is never...
Nobody likes the G30. No, it never ends. And I said I'd do a darker skin for the G36. Everybody's been bugging me. They don't like the gold skin. Even though it's realistic, the skin is inspired by photographs of soldiers in Afghanistan. It is the color that they use in Afghanistan, but nobody likes it.
You know why? Because
so
they think
I
new,
would do it.
They think a new skin is actually going to make it shoot better. That's why.
No, they all think that all weapons come in black, which they do not.
Listen to her, guys. She knows what she's talking about. She's been doing it for a while. Schminky, what are you working on right now? Anything exciting?
Oh, well, right now I'm putting together a map for the next release, just finishing up on it and trying to work on putting some decals in to try and get it to look a little bit more dirty and realistic, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. So while I wait here for a few questions from the community here, I got a couple of my own that I'm going to pose. Y'all go back and forth here, starting with you, Blade Killer. Are expectations from the community demanding when it comes to what is implemented in Urban Terror?
Oh, yes.
Was that a loaded question? I guess it probably was.
No kidding. I mean, you can't please everybody. And you know that, but still, everybody just, oh, well.
I think that sums it up right there.
You strive to do your best.
And that is something we always strive to do when it comes to the mod is do our best. And I think so far to date, everybody has done their best in whatever they're working on, be it code, models, skins, maps. Everybody is doing what they can to improve Urban Terror. Schminky, what's the difference you've seen since being hired onto the development team after being involved in the community for so long?
Oh, well, really, it comes down to, you know, making sure that you put out a map that people are going to like. Because, I mean, when you're third party, you pretty much release a map, release another map, release another map. When you're working for a team,
you're breaking up a little bit. When you're working for a team, that was about the last word we got in there.
Well, when you're working for a team, you know, you kind of got to make sure that the stuff that you put out follows, you know, a certain level of standard between all the maps. You can't have one good map and then one kind of A map as far as gameplay goes. And they all got to look pretty decent as well.
Yeah, I will definitely go with that. Gamers do want a map that looks good, but not only looks good, but something that plays well. And I do think we have capitalized on that. I think UT Casa, everybody will agree, not only plays well, but looks good. Okay, Blake Killer, question number two. You have an array of talents that put your skills in high demand. You're always involved in many different facets of development, from art and sketches to modeling, UV wrapping, texturing or skinning, and now rigging and animation. What do you enjoy most?
Oh, I think skinning still, but I've just barely started to do some animation work, and I really quite like it. Rigging is the hardest thing I've ever done for Urban Terror. It's hideous. It's getting easier, but it's extremely tedious and extremely demanding. You have to have it absolutely perfect, or it makes a mess of the mesh when it's animated. It doesn't bend properly. It folds, and it does ugly things, and you got to get it exactly dead on.
I figured that's what you were going to say was your skinning. I know you sort of always go back to your skinning after you've been working on, you know, either a level or a model or something else in terms of development. But you always go back to skinning because it seems like that is your first love. And I think everybody's glad that you keep working on the skins because, you know, personal experience, they have come a long way. I mean, we can show some of the skins from the first models you did, compare them to what you're working on now. They don't even compare.
Really? Huh. I like character modeling, though. I've discovered that I really do like that, and that fits with animation, so you never know. I may end up doing more and more of that. Well, I know I'll do more and more character modeling, for sure.
Hey, do you want to answer one question? I see it posed there in Pound Urban Terror from Jimmy76. What's rigging, he's asking, in terms of animation?
I'm sorry. What's what?
What is rigging?
You broke up.
What is rigging? R-I-G-G-I-N-G.
Oh, to animate a model, we put what's called a biped inside, and it's basically like putting a skeleton inside the model. Then you have to attach all of the vertices on the model to the bones in the skeleton. So you basically attach the thigh verts to the thigh, but you do a few of the top ones to the pelvis as well, so that both influence that area or you get nasty folds. And it's deciding which bone to attach which vertex to that gets tricky. You can attach a vertex to more than one bone. If you didn't do it that way, you'd have to move all the vertexes individually every time you wanted to move the model. This way, once you attach it to the skeleton, you move the skeleton to do your animation.
All right. Hopefully that answers their questions. Dave, what have you learned since becoming a development team member?
Well, there's a lot of programs out there that can be used to make really beautiful levels these days. A lot of the stuff that I've been getting into is learning 3D Studio Max, a program called SketchUp, a couple of other programs, but generally speaking, I'm really learning that as far as mapping goes, it's starting to really go away from level editors like GTK Radiant, and pretty soon you're going to start seeing a lot of community mapping probably being done as models as, you know, the game gets, you know, as the game technology gets better and better.
Well, yeah, I can actually remember attending QuakeCon. I think it was probably the first year we were there, 2000, maybe 2001. But There was a program out there called G-Max, which was supposed to be a dumbed-down version of 3D Studio Max, which would allow you to do everything basically found in a Radiant, being, you know, to model and map, but being affordable for amateur development teams or modders to actually use. And, yeah, I've talked to a couple people that do level design. They're starting to move away from, like you said, using the proprietary stuff from id Software, the Radiants, the GTK Radiant, the QR or the QE Radiant, and move into more model-based maps. Anything to add?
No, you pretty much said it all. That's pretty much the way it's going. I mean, even the lighting is going to be able to be done in Max, so having a program like GTK around is kind of counterproductive, because if you're going to eventually be able to do it all natively, there's really no point, you know?
Now, is that real-time lighting?
In Max, I think it's some kind of scenery lighting. I'm just starting to learn Max, so I really don't know that much.
Do you mean like Doom 3? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, not dynamic lighting like that. That really, really takes a lot of CPU usage, and the lighting isn't very nice, especially for outdoors.
Gotcha. All right, Blade, back to
you. We can do far better with Max.
Okay, good deal. Back to you. Do you put more pressure on yourself when it comes to your work, or does the community? And the second part of this question, usually that is the fact after a new version has been released. So who is it? Do you put more pressure on yourself, or is it the community who puts the pressure? Not only on you, this could be asked of any development team member. Who puts the pressure on you?
Me.
Yeah, I'd have
little Miss Perfectionist.
Yes, we know
that's
that.
That's what makes me good at doing the tedious, picky, icky jobs that nobody else likes to do, like UVW unwrapping. If it isn't exactly the way I want it, I go back and I do it again, even if it takes another 12 freaking hours to do it. And it does take that long to eat. That's how long it took me to do the legs on Sarah the first time I did her, and I wasn't happy, so I went back and I did it again.
God, I wish I could have done Sarah. But lo and behold, I didn't. That was a joke. Probably a pretty bad joke.
I know. You have your own real life, Sarah.
All right.
Her name is Crystal.
Oh, yes, my wife.
Yeah.
All right. And she's not here, by the way, or else I'm sure I would have been smacked right there. Okay, Dave, back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Some gamers, or should I call them some lurkers, have been watching ASC, you know, All Seeing Eye, and they saw the level Subber being played on the Frozen Sand test server. You want to talk about this level and what gamers can expect from it?
Okay, well, basically, this level started out a while ago. It was an experiment in doing a totally open-air level that still played good on the roofs. And over the different revisions that I did with it as a community mapper, it kind of turned into a couple of different maps with the same name, and this one's going to be no different. I did a couple of major changes for those people that know Suburb 2. Basically, the entire blue side got a little bit of a facelift, give it a little bit of gameplay. Also, changing some of the textures and, you know, some of the map objects to, you know, update it a little bit and give people something new to look at.
Very cool. You going to share any screenshots here soon, maybe on urbanterror.net?
I could post something up early this week. I'm not at home right now, so I wouldn't be able to spam anything, but
no problem.
I'll definitely get something up on the site this week.
All right, so everybody can look forward to that. Well, you two, any last comments from either one of you, Blade?
I think the community is going to be pretty happy with what we're about to do to them. Ha ha ha. And they better appreciate the amount of hours that have gone into what's coming.
Schminky, you?
Oh, well, I think that as far as level design goes, do is be your own worst critic, because, you know.
Earth to Schminky, you are breaking up again. And I guess that is going to do it for both of them. I do want to say thanks to both Blake Hiller and Schminky for joining us today here on Urban Radio. And when we come back from this timeout, we will give you a quick overview followed by some questions from the community of what you can expect. It's Oswald. You tuned to Urban Radio, and we'll be right back.
on the cutting edge of gaming. Play by play Monopoly. This is Radio ITG.
No, really, there is a song coming. I think there's a song coming. Maybe not. It tells me there's a song coming. Very slowly it comes. No, it's not dead air. Maybe it is dead air. All right, let's cue this up then. And give me myself a second. You know what? That was a song of silence, just for those of you out there who may not know. It is Oswald here inside the game.
www.getinsidethegame.com.
Dude.
Yeah, that's right, dude. Once again, the topics I'm going to touch on here very quickly: system requirements, game modes, vehicles, models, weapons, hit detection, levels, and gameplay. After that, I will get into some specific questions and some specific answers. Let's start with system requirements. With gaming hardware and technology changing at such a rapid pace these days, maybe game companies aim high when it comes to what is required to run their game. While we plan on taking advantage of the latest hardware and the fastest processors, we'll also take into consideration that not everyone can keep up with the leading edge of technology. It gets damn expensive. Hell, I still feel outdated at a 2-gig processor. So anyway... You know, but I do have that $500 video card to feed that processor. So system specs will be evaluated as development progresses. And right now, we don't want to lock into a specific set of system requirements at this point. But, you know, we will be aware of what we're doing here and what it takes to run our game. The game modes, currently the only game mode we have announced has been CTF. While details have not been discussed, you can expect this to be similar to other CTF game modes you've played in Urban Terror or lesser games. Scoring will be based on individual performance and that of the team. For example, grabbing a flag, defending the flag, providing an assist of sorts. Kills. Give gamers a chance to score individual points while capping off a flag will reward the team with a point. Some gamers have asked for damage points to be awarded at this point, and nothing is set in stone for scoring. I was just providing a few examples. Hell, I think right now it's actually called Capture the Tire, at least the last demo I played, since we don't have any flags in the game, so we substituted a tire off one of the vehicles as a model for our flag. Like I said, that was just for testing. Capture the tire. Toss a tire in the back of the truck and take off for the other base. Speaking of tires, vehicles. Vehicles might be a point of contention among community gamers. Done correctly, vehicles do increase the playability of a level and add to the overall gameplay experience. Done incorrectly, see Counter-Strike. I have in parentheses here. It's rather a weak selling point and only ruins the overall effect of gameplay. Now, I'm not anti-Counter-Strike here, but I do recall some of the early versions of Counter-Strike. They tried to stick vehicles in there in an area that made really no sense, pointless, didn't help the gameplay. A good example, Battlefield 1942 implemented vehicles very well. Then again, considering the gigantic size of the levels, not really what you would call a 5-on-5 level, are they? Also, some can argue that Jeeps on UT Sands would have been a great idea. Why, I don't disagree. The level was so large, the gameplay was so slow that this modification of including Jeeps could have enhanced gameplay and made the level a bit more competitive. On the other hand, though, including vehicles on a level such as UT Ricochet would have done nothing, see Counter-Strike, for the gameplay. Level is also too small to include autos or trucks that could be driven through the level. And for those naysayers who said vehicles could not be done successfully on the Quake 3 engine, we will argue otherwise. They looked and performed great in the MX demo. Moving on to models, weapons, and hit detection. Gone are the models you know and love. Or actually, I should say, no and hate from Q3 UT Ares, which was a unique per-pixel damage system that replaced those bulky hitboxes, has run its course. But fret not, 27 and high C have a few things cooking when it comes to the hit detection system we are planning on using right now. Like other aspects of the game, we cannot provide further details. New player models will also bless Urban Terror in both the male and female variety, or if you're like AGBD and not sure which way you swing, I'm sure we can get a transvestite in there for you as well. While new models were on the docket for Q3 UT3 update, we developed an issue that would take far too long to work out all the bugs, so new models will not... So we will put the new models off until the game is done. Blade Killer has also done and also come up with some great ideas when it comes to skinning the male and female models. And of course, like she talked about in her interview, the weapons. Her talents, as I talked about before, have done nothing but improve over the years as she has worked on the mod. And we can tell you now there will be an array of all new weapons to choose from, new models, new skins, and sexy animations. Again, the weapon list has not been finalized, so we don't want to get your hopes up that your favorite weapon will be included or dropped. Each weapon, or shall I say weapon group, will have detailed specifics when it comes to their potential damage. Here's another area that I know many gamers have asked me about today, the levels. The levels. We will not port or recreate any levels that were found And I think I'll reiterate this probably twice during this little Q&A session here. We'll not port or recreate any levels that were found in Quake 3 version of Urban Terror. Why? That's the first question I get. Why? Those levels, you know them, UT Casa, Turnpike, Docks, Austria, Abbey, just to name a few, were the backbone of the Q3 UT3 community. This new Urban Terror is going to be all new, creating new levels from scratch. We are setting a new higher standard of quality and gameplay when it comes to the expectations of what a level should play like. Along with the playability comes the technical side of level design, and this is an area that our team has made excellent strides in using the latest software and techniques to create some amazing looking and playing levels, as Schminky noted, using 3D Studio Max creating models instead of using proprietary software like a GTK Radiant, which was created by id Software for their game. The level modeling has also been taken to a new high to improve more complex models while decreasing the tries, providing a better FPS with more items available in your field of vision. I'll have to get Rabbit Cow and Invis on air to bore you with the technical details and explanations of the how do they do that stuff. Gameplay. One thing we believe that we were successful in with Q3 UT3 was the overall gameplay. Many still comment on the state of our gameplay and have yet to find another realism-based game that compares. Maybe I'm just blowing smoke here, but I don't believe we've seen... we have seen countless comments from gamers who say they love how Urban Terror plays. In the new Urban Terror, we are looking at keeping that fast-paced action... Action-packed, I guess I should have said. Fast-paced and action-packed. Sorry, I can't read my notes here, and they're even typed out, so I can't blame it on shoddy handwriting. Fast-paced, action-packed gameplay. That is what we are after. Gamers, especially those in the Quake 3 community, love the fact they don't feel like their feet are stuck in mud when they try to move or react to an in-game opponent or a situation. In later versions of Q3 UT3, we try to improve the movement by adding the wall jump. This feature got mixed reviews from gamers. Some were pleased with the newfound feature that would allow them even more skill-based moves, while others found it annoying and cumbersome when trying to move, especially when trying to climb. You would go to jump over something and hit it at the wrong time and bounce back the other way. But whatever side of the feature you fell on, overall the gameplay of Urban Terror continues to be very strong. So much, in fact, gamers do not want to see a change, and neither do we. We want to enhance that playability factor and improve on it. How? Well, that's an answer for another day. I'm going to step away here for one more break, and then we'll get back with all the questions here, the Q&A. It's Oswald. GetInsideTheGame.com. That is where you can find us right now. This is Urban Radio. We're coming right back.
Would you like some of this?
Rock it on to LG style and a nice jump pad assault quad in by Rizzy. He bounced with the rocket and Paul Wall's gonna pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
Dark Templar in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pyrrhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back. It is Oswald. Now, what you've been waiting for since the beginning of the show just over an hour ago. See, I know how to lead you guys on. You know, I'm not going to come out right away and give you the whole gist of the show here in the first 30 minutes. No, I'm going to make you wait for it. So now I have, I believe I have 15, 20 questions here. Anyways, these are questions based off the question and answer session found over on urbanterror.net. I did not put who the question came from, but I'm sure many people have these questions about the game, or either game, either Q3 UT3, which is the current version, or what we're calling the new Urban Terror. What I nicknamed NUT, N-U-T, new Urban Terror. It didn't go very far, but I thought that was kind of fancy there. NUT. Urban, you have UT and you have NUT. So anyway, first question, will the next URT still be cross-platform, or are we gamers on Linux and Macs forced to use Windows? Right now, we don't have an answer to that. I had meant to talk to the coders here, but I just asked Blade Killer, and she did not actually she says we don't know yet. So right now, we do know it's going to be Windows-based. Beyond that, we're going to have to wait and see. Obviously, we would like to keep both the Linux and Mac gamers in our community. Hopefully, we can do that down the line. But right now, it is up in the air. Another interesting question. It was mentioned that work is still being done on Q3 UART. Actually, I say Q3 UT3. What can we expect a standalone version of that? Now that Q3 is open source, let's say anything is possible, especially with Q3 being open source. Our current plans are to provide an update through 3.7 to bring a much-needed update to the community, and we do understand that this is high on the list of community wants because of the difficulty in finding a legit copy of Quake 3 these days. And while we're on the subject here, Urban Terror is not going to be ported to Quake 4 or Doom 3 or any of those other crappy games out there right now. So, no. Are you going to, as I said here, here's another question about maps. Are you going to make remakes of Casa and Turnpike for the new game? There will be no, and I emphasize, no current Urban Terror levels ported to the new Urban Terror. In their time, UT Casa and Turnpike were the most highly played and popular levels created for Urban Terror, but with new development comes new ideas and new levels. We don't feel we need to carry over old levels to a new game. I mean, come on, level designers, use that gray matter between your ears. Let's get creative and develop something new that the community can recognize as a mainstay in the new Urban Terror. It's that simple. We're doing it right now. We have probably 3 or 4 levels in development right now that we plan on using instead of falling back on a crutch and using levels that have been played and overplayed and overplayed for years now. Next question, will it still be possible for third-party people to create maps? Sure, there's always the opportunity for community-level designers to create and provide their own levels. Hopefully, they will follow our lead when it comes to development and step up the overall quality and playability of their level. As mentioned in another question, we are not planning on porting or updating any of the current Q3 UT3 levels to the new Urban Terror. You know, and if you're lucky, I may even mention that one more time in the show. I'm not sure. Will it have a good auto load down feature? A good auto download feature. And actually, I'm getting something here from Rabid Cow. Don't tell them about our new construction paper technology, you know, the South Park look we talked about. Yeah, we don't want to. It's all smoke and mirrors, guys. Smoke and mirrors. That's what we do best here at FrozenSand.com. Will it have a good auto download feature? Too early to speculate on the auto download feature. This is a question for another time. Sorry, don't have information on that. Well, the default config, now why people are actually kidding about a default config, will the default config be better than the default UART config is now? My question, who actually uses the default config file? No one I know of. Even if there is a default config included, it'll most likely be your basic key mapped configuration, including WASD. If you don't like it, then I suggest you take 5 minutes to map your own keys before jumping in with your name listed on the server as I'm a noob. It's that simple. Easy. Right to the point. You know, I think we even mentioned that in our quick start guide for Urban Terror. Things you need to do before you start. 1, change your name. 2, change your movement keys. That's all. That's all. Okay. Will it be standalone or will it be a mod? This is the... I skipped one. Will there be Punk Buster? Unless Blade Killer wants to answer, we don't know right now. I don't know if there will be sort of any sort of Punk Buster inclusion. If we stay with Q3, which we'll sort of get here in a little bit, if we stay Q3, chances are, yeah, there will be some sort of Punk Buster service provided. If not, then, well, obviously, no. But right now, I don't have a definitive answer for that. Will the game be standalone or will it be a mod? Initial development will have us begin using the open-source Quake 3 engine. Well, future development could possibly see us using an all-new proprietary game engine, which would mean it would be standalone, but at this point in development, again, too early to give you a definitive answer. And yes, I'm a noob. Dolt, yes, I do play UART, and yes, I suck. I'll be frank, I suck. Until I turn on the little non-detectable bot that 27 coded for me, which is pretty cool. If you'd like to see it, I'll be on the 6th floor server after the game, and I can show you how it works. Really slick little tool, though. I guess I wasn't supposed to say that either, huh?
I know you don't know when the game will be done, but do you think it'll be like 2010 or more like 2020 or maybe 2006, and how much will it cost? The work we're doing on Urban Terror is twofold. First, the game is being used as a playable demo in order to show off our skills, what we've learned in order to secure a potential contract work a la Splash Damage. Now, for those of you who don't know, Splash Damage did create enemy territory. Now, after quite a bit of back and forth, that was released as a free standalone game to the community. Now, we're hoping that this demo will provide sort of like an online portfolio of what we can do, fancy graphics, good gameplay, backed by a strong community that'll give us a chance to show this demo to possibly get, like I said, some contract work, you know, maybe making a small mod for a newly released game or providing, you know, something. Bottom line, we want to get paid. That's the bottom line, folks. I mean, we've been doing this stuff now just over 5 years. And how would you like to go to your job for 5 years and not get paid but enjoy what you do? I can't think of any job right now that I would do that, especially the one I'm at. 5 years of my time for their BS? No, thank you. Second, this will also serve as an all-new Urban Terror for the community. So at this point, there will be no cost associated with Urban Terror, but we have some things up our sleeve. That's all I'll tell you right now. Some pretty cool stuff, too, but I can't go into details. Can you be more precise about the future of the CTF mod? Because in Europe, many clans play exclusively CTF. See, now I thought that would have been the other way around. I thought CTF is exclusively played in North America and Team Survivor is played in Europe. I guess it really doesn't matter. It won't be a mod. It will be an included game type. Details for CTF are pretty much standard across the board. Two flags, grab the opposing team's flag and return it to your base. Points based will be awarded based on performance. Next question. Hopefully Team Survivor slash Bomb will be there. They're my favorite game types. I think 27 answered this in the fact we had a couple months ago, saying running around stupidly fast and shooting people is staying, though. I think he says it all. Now, here's an interesting question. I only give the guy's name. It was Legomancer, just because it's somewhat of an odd question. And I should have actually presented this question to Blade Killer and Schminky Boy, but I forgot to. Can you describe UTMX, which call it the new Urban Terror, in three words? Sure. How about not Counter-Strike? How about rock your world? Fear the terror? Take your pick. We have confidence in our abilities as an amateur development team trying to make the big show. We do have some of the battle won that we have support in our community. And we also have expanded our development team and brought on some folks who have some great skills. So whichever three-word description you like, feel free to take it. And, you know, I sort of like fear the terror. Sort of works for me. Not Counter-Strike. That was pretty funny. I like that. I wrote that. I'm here all weekend. Tip your server as well. I'll be back. I'm kidding. What challenges will the game focus on, as in speed, reflexes, strategic planning, aim, etc.? I think there will be a few challenges that will face the development team. First, we need to build upon our current community, and I believe Maori brought that up early in the show about the number of gamers decreasing in the Urban Terror community. As I said, we need to continue to build upon the current community we have in order to have a strong cornerstone when it comes to our game. Second, we need to be able to compete in a very competitive industry, gaming. Billions of dollars to be had, though, in that industry. And some companies release crap. I'll touch on that. Hopefully, remind me on companies release crap before the show is over. I sort of have to go off on a tangent here about this. But remind me, because I do want to get to it. I just got a few words on that. Now, Counter-Strike is a hyphenated two words. Unless you don't know how to spell and you just run it together as a word. But seriously, I don't care. All right, we need to be competitive, as I said. Right now we feel we do have a niche in our approach to Urban Terror, and hopefully those in the community recognize what we have done in order to remain unique. We've heard from many gamers who are concerned with the gameplay aspect they have come to know and love in Q3 UT falling by the wayside. But we intend to focus on speed of the game and of gameplay, which has brought us our success to where we are now. System specs, as I said, I'll answer this again. I don't think there's been much discussion on minimum system specs up to this point. So if you're running that 386, I think it's time to upgrade. Will the development be? Will the development on the game rely much on the community input like URT did, or have you already planned out a complete game? Nope, there'll be very little community input on the new game. We are doing what we're going to do what we want to do for the betterment of the development team, because in reality, the community has already provided their input on the Quake 3 version of Urban Terror. Many of the inclusions and features of Urban Terror had their birth right here in the community, providing their input, feedback, testing, features for Urban Terror. So the new game is sort of the medium we're using that will serve a dual purpose. As I said, that is our original intent, and much of the game is still in some stage of planning, and we feel that the development of Urban Terror Q3 has given us a great base from which to start improving the game from the ground up. When will you release? Because on UrbanTerror.de forum, I read some topic from a friend at Bandcamp that there is a faked IRC log about the new beta being released near Christmas. Is this true? And, you know, I actually went over to UrbanTerror.de forum and actually deciphered it using Babelfish. And I can dispel the naysayers. As we've said before, Q3 UT3 is not dead. If you'd like me to repeat the reasons why, I'll be more than happy to. Quake 3 version might never be as strong as it once was, but there still are many gamers out there who enjoy playing it. Also, the conversation that took place between Snopus and I did occur. It was not a fake log that was posted to get the hopes of the community up. For those who need to be smacked upside the head, instead of being given a subtle hint, we are working on an update. But if those in the European community based off one post want to consider Q3 UT3 dead, then by all means, go your separate way, find something else to play instead of taking the community down with all the negativity and slanderous posts. Of course, I just don't want to single out the Euros. North America is just as guilty when it comes to the crap that flies in the community. Let me reiterate, ETUT would not have been the be-all to end-all savior you think it would have been for Urban Terror. I know we'll be forever second-guessed on that development decision, but that was not decided by the community. That was decided by the development team. Who knows? Maybe it will come out when Team Fortress 2 and Duke Nukem Forever are released. We'll just have to wait and see. The decision has been made. The die has been cast. The new version of Urban Terror will provide the community that shot in the arm and could give the development team a shot at the big time, which means money. What about hitting people and other non-hits? Have you done something with that? Unlike Q3 UT3, which has undergone numerous different coders over the course of 5 years, the new Urban Terror will be all new, completely recoded, and rewritten. Of course, that does not guarantee it will be perfect, but it will allow 27 and high C. And yes, that is the dog in the background barking, if you can hear him. what was I saying? Oh, that'll allow 27 and high C to know the inner workings of the code and potential problems that could be caused, that could cause issues relating to hit detection. So, yes, the hits, non-hits will hopefully be a thing of the past with the new Urban Terror. Next question. See, I'm not even taking a break. I'm being good to you guys. I'm just going all at it here. Why did Frozen Sand update the Q3 maybe that's why didn't. Anyways, why did FS update the Q3 UT3 version? Springboard development for MX engine, kind of we implement on Q3, see how it runs, and then port to MX. I don't write these questions. I just took them straight off the internet. Maybe I should have read them. The main reason we decided to hopefully provide another update for Q3 UT3 is because some of the level designers updated their levels for ETUT, which we decided to stop working on. So instead of having those levels go unused and unplayed, we felt providing them in an update would benefit the community. Unfortunately, nothing in the update has any facet of MX development in it. The update is purely Q3 UT3. MX development was something completely different. If we took anything from that, it was the experience of doing something new from scratch, but there's nothing from the MX demo that will be in the Q3 UT3 version of Urban Terror. Can we download the MX demo to see what you created? Sorry, but we're not going to release the MX demo to the community, even to show off what we created over the course of last year, where we were more or less MIA, but we're happy you asked. And we're going to take our last break here, and when I return, I will field any questions you may have. I do have some of them here sitting in my IRC window, and then we're going to wrap things up. It's Oswald. You are inside the game, and we're coming right back.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked a theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live esports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to, well, games. So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Dude.
What's up? It is Oswald back here with you inside the game. www.getinsidethegame.com. That is where you can find this upload after the show is over. It will be made available. I just have to... Actually, I don't even have to do any editing on it. Just have to upload it, which will take all of about 10 minutes, and you can download. Some other questions here that have arisen since that quick break. From Hito, Active War Hito. Hey, is it possible to add experience points like Flag Defender, Flag Carrier Protector, Capturing and stuff? As I said, it's something to consider. I'm trying to think how to answer this. Nothing is set in stone. We're looking at more possibilities here. Gamers do like to see their individual points add up, shall I say. That was one reason I mentioned the damage. I believe it was Action Quake 2 that would provide you damage points as opposed to kills. That's to say if Hito took 90, hypothetically 100% is 100 points. So he takes 90 points from a gamer, but Wolf's Eye comes along and kills the guy. Wolf's Eye only gets 10 points instead of the 90 that Hito got because Hito did a majority of the damage. But, something like that. We'll have to see. I'm sure there are going to be some scoring changes done to the game modes like CTF and those other game modes you run around stupidly shooting people, as 27 put it. I thought that was kind of a funny comment. Anyway. Wolf's Eye, yes, it will be uploaded. I will give you a PM when that is done. From Easy Blitz, now I know that you might have already answered this question before, but when will the next URT patch be out? As I said, that is the glory of 20 questions, 19 answers, because that is the only question that is not answered. Sorry. A cue for the Q&A from a naked assassin of IT, Interstellar Tribe. Will you ever get UT Revolution or UT Pressure Zone updated so they will be, quote, accepted by the majority? You know what, Naked? Those two maps will never be accepted by the community. It's unfortunate, too. Even UT Revolution, which was a map before its time, I still think that is one of the, well, before it was ruined by Queen Bee, that was still one of the best maps ever created for Urban Terror all the way around by Wet Wired. Unfortunately, as I said, it was long before its time. If we had bomb mode back when UT Revolution was created, I think that map would have been more accepted. But unfortunately, no, Revolution and Pressure Zone will not be updated, so I doubt you'll ever see them being readily accepted by the majority of the gamers. But like I said, I can't talk enough about Revolution. Wet Wired sure knows what he is doing when it comes to level design because he did it right back in the early days. Don't make me put messages up in front of the camera. I already told you look sexy in your hot pants there, okay? And I believe that is going to do it for the questions. And talking about crap games, crap Counter-Strike, whatever I told you to remind me of, I have it right here. For those of you who don't frequent Clan Base, there is a post up there by a Cash Skywalker created a column raising issues that game developers are focusing on making a fast money by initial sales instead of producing a quality product fit for competitive gaming
on a long term. According to Skywalker, Activision's Call of Duty 2 is the latest prime example in the trend of releasing a game that has just not been fully developed to fit gamers' real desires. And I quote, "With Call of Duty 2 being released by Activision, what can only be described as an under-tested and underdeveloped World War II FPS game, I cannot silence myself any longer. Some talking points of this new release were in fact positive. I could be cheering about the new maps and the potential for the new engine. Instead, I feel obliged to rant about the poor consideration done by game developers such as Infinity Ward to create a quality multiplayer product for its games. Fact is, COD 2 is a prime example of a prematurely released game which doesn't even have anti-cheat." Now, that's not the whole column. That's just a portion of it. You can read the whole thing, clanbase.com. I did read it. I did respond to it. I did agree with everything Skywalker said, and my comment, which you can actually read, it's about halfway down, posted on the 26th of November, is, when isn't it all about the almighty buck? The garbage that is released prematurely nowadays as retail is amazing. It's developers or publishers, or even both, cashing in as quickly as possible on the success of a previously hit title. There is no more such thing as originality in gaming. It's all about creating a one-hit game and then following it up with crap, crap, and yes, even more crap. These come in the way of add-ons or patches or even slapping a 2 on the game and calling it all new. I, for one, am tired of the not getting my money's worth when it comes to games these days. Unfortunately, many developers could care less as long as their pockets are being lined and gamers are still shelling out the overinflated prices for the below-average crap they are calling a game, then I guess things will remain status quo. Thanks for the article, Skywalker. He came back very quickly and said, "Well said. Thanks for the feedback. I'm glad someone understands from a consumer and a supplier point of view, as well as an online gamer." Now, I could go on. I can go on this topic for probably the next hour about how game companies don't really care what you, yes, you the gamer, actually thinks. They care about making a fast buck. It's no surprise Call of Duty released recently. Why? Because it is the holiday season. Black Friday, come on, the time of year that retailers get out of the red, get into the black. Everything is being released now. A lot of it is crap. A lot of it is garbage. Now, I'm not going to say we've been perfect here. Frozen Sands / Siliconized Development when it comes to testing and releasing a game. But then again, you aren't paying for our game. You're downloading it for free. But nonetheless, we feel we have tested and tested when it comes to our game. Are there going to be bugs? Sure, there are going to be bugs. But when you pay $50-$60 for a game that runs, well, shall I say, a game that is supposed to run more or less bug-free, and you don't get it because the developer is all about cash, well, then there is something wrong. I feel better now. I feel much better. Oh, there was the music. When it stops, somebody's not going to have a seat. Who is that going to be today? Well, it's not going to be me, because that is going to do it for today. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Also want to thank Blade Killer and Schminky Boy for stopping by. Next week, we will return with the Urban Radio Server of the Week, a clan update, news from the development team, and a possible interview to be announced. I'm also considering holding a Saturday SmackDown segment. This would be a mini 1v1 UT tournament that would be part of Urban Radio each week. If you're interested, if you think that's something that might be cool, let me know. Email me, oswald@radioitg.com or oswald@planetquake.com. Not sure if there's going to be enough gamers interested. If so, give me your thoughts. Remember, you can provide news and notes, any information you want. Just send me email, oswald@radioitg.com or oswald@planetquake.com. For Urban Radio Inside the Game, I'm Oswald, and we'll see you next time. I'm out.